While I was in college, it didn't really matter who I talked to about Jesus. Almost everyone seemed pretty open or pretty okay with, you know, chatting about his grace, his forgiveness, and his love. But I remember almost everyone, like clockwork, would start to get upset and kind of have this righteous anger whenever I would bring up those passages where Jesus asks for everything. He says, you need to give up your life. You need to die to self. You need to love me more than your mom and your dad. And there was almost kind of this how dare he attitude that would boil up when I would chat with people about that. And I remember perfectly being understand it and say that totally makes sense, but the more I thought about it, I started to realize, how come he's the only one we get mad at that asks that, right? We're perfectly fine with everything else in our life asking everything from us and asking us to sacrifice for. It's like, how many marriages have we seen where the father is totally willing to give up everything? The relationship with the kids, the relationship with the wife, maybe his friends at church, because he wants to have an adulterous relationship. Or how many 16-year-old teenage girls do we know who are willing to sacrifice their bodies, their minds, their emotions, their friends for a boyfriend? How many people do we know that are willing to sacrifice everything on the altar of their job? And so the truth that I started to realize is, it's not that we should get mad at Jesus for asking everything from us. It's actually that everything does that. There's one thing in every single one of our lives that demands everything from us. It says, I want all of you. And what's unique is that it's not that Jesus is unique in asking everything for us, but Jesus is unique in that he actually gives up everything for us first. Jesus is the only one out of lust, anger, adultery, relationship, reputation, power, sex. He's the only one out of all those things that actually says, I'm going to give you everything I have to compel you to give everything up for me. See, the truth is, all those other things slap a spike leash on us and drag us around the corridors of life, forcing us as a slave to do what they say. And they always overpromise and underdeliver. But Jesus says, I'm only demanding your life because I gave you my life. I'm only demanding your obedience because I serve you first. And when you understand that, when you see that the cross is the ultimate compelling love pulling you in, you realize that he's better than every single